This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
An unfortunate certain fact, there are many Muslims who have a very superficial respect for the Quran in terms of touching it, placing it in the right place, etc., covering it. But unfortunately, when it comes to actually adhering to the principles of the Quran and implementation of those principles, there seems to be a lacking. Tell me, which is more important? The undue care and love and attention to the Quran or the implementation of the virtues of the Quran?
As far as giving respect to the Quran, meaning the outward respect, is that more important? Or reading and understanding and implementing on the guidance is important? Both are important. A Muslim should respect the Quran as much as he can. At the same time, we should read the understanding and implement on the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But unfortunately, there are some Muslims who only give outward respect. That means superficially, you see the respect, but they don't implement on the guidance for which the Quran was revealed. So defeat is the very purpose. For example, many Muslims, they keep the Quran on top of the shelf. It's the topmost book. And they keep it so much on top that it catches dust. And if a person has to read the Quran, he'll think 10 times, you know, that, oh, it's so high. You know, it's difficult to reach. The Quran should be a book which is a guide for your day-to-day life. It should be kept handy, like a guide, a textbook which is referred daily. It's kept at a shelf which is easy for approach, so that you can have it at any opportunity that you require it. That is the way we should treat the Quran, as a guide for our life every day. Furthermore, some people, they tie the Quran securely in a silk cloth and keep it on top. And if a person has a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes time, he would not bother read the Quran. The thought of him getting the Quran down and untying it and again tying it securely in the silk cloth, that itself will take 10-15 minutes. So he says, what's the use of spending the time reading the Quran? So it should be handy, and whenever a person feels, he should be able to approach it. Many of the Muslims, they have 1,000 questions before they touch the Quran. As though the Quran is an RDX bomb, it's going to explode. There are 1,000 questions that, are you in wudu? Is it all right? Can I touch the Quran? You know, can I read the Quran while standing? Can I read while traveling? Having the shoes and reading the Quran, it is haram. Where did they get this from, that which hadith or which Quranic verse says that you can't read the Quran with the shoes on? So defeat is the very purpose. It should be a daily guide for the Muslims. And it should be handy. And at every opportunity that you have, you should read the Quran. And we find this very often. If you go to the mosque in the Gulf countries, that if a person who comes to pray to the mosque, if he has a few minutes, he doesn't waste time. He picks up the copy of the Quran and he reads. And we find that most of the people that come early, they read the Quran. But in the mosque in the subcontinent, that's India and Pakistan, you may see a few people reading the Quran, maybe in the first row. And if someone in the second row reads the Quran, they will immediately stop him. The back, your back is facing the Quran, it is haram. So these things are superficial respect, outward respect. It's not really what the Quran has been revealed for. It is revealed as a guidance for humankind. You should read it whenever you have an opportunity. And that reminds me of an incident that in the Gulf country, once an Indian Qari, he had gone to Saudi Arabia to visit the country. And because he was a very good Qari, they allowed him to lead the Maghrib Salah. So the Qari recited in the Salah, Surah Fatiha, then Surah Yusuf, and with a very good voice, melodious voice, with tajweed, alhamdulillah. After he finished the Salah, there was an Arab who was smiling. So the Indian Qari, he asked him, that why, didn't you like my qiraat? So he said, no, your qiraat was wonderful. But I was wondering that in the Salah, you put Yusuf alayhi salam inside the well, but why didn't you get him out before the Salah was over? The joke is that he read the Quran, Surah Yusuf, but didn't understand what he was reading. So he put Yusuf alayhi salam in the well, but before the Salah, at least we brought him out of the well. So it's very important that besides giving respect, which is important, you should give respect. But the main thing is read the Quran with understanding and implement its guidance in your life daily. That's the best.